And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Girl Friday on The Savage Nation. Now, I'm live today from an actual radio station. Normally, I broadcast from one of my, I should say secret locations, because they're all secret locations around the country. But every once in a while, I come into a real radio station because I love the smell of, well, garbage in a can. I like to see food that's 6 to 9 months old in the radio refrigerator. But truthfully, I do like to meet the people who make the radio business work. And, of course, if you want to join the program, the phone number here is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. On the way into the, it is open mic to Mike Friday, by the way. We'll play rock and roll. We'll take your calls on any topic that's bugging you. In other words, as the historian Cato the Elder wrote, the Romans really cared about the pebble in the shoe. So whatever the pebble in the shoe is for you, I'm here for you at 855-400-SAVAGE. So I pick up the local rag, the Chronicle, the once fine newspaper. It was once a B newspaper. Now, of course, it's a laughable stock. Headline every day is anti-police, anti-family, anti-church, anti-man, anti-flag, anti-God, and anti-country. And today is no different. Top story. Bay Area, gender issues. That's all it's been. The world's burning. World's burning. ISIS cutting off heads, blowing up buildings. And they're concerned with gender issues. For the 0.01%. So here we go. A transgender English teacher receives support, we read, from the Sisters of Mercy, who own and operate the Catholic high school where he works in SF. So I ask myself, what is the point of sending your children to Catholic schools if it is just liberal brainwashing? I thought that religious education was supposed to be moral education. It just shows you how antiquated I really am. I thought religion and morals were interconnected, but hey, and then we came to the modern age. Now, tied into that story is the story about the heavyweight champion, the world heavyweight boxing champ, the 6'9" champion. His name is Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury comes out with an interview, and he attacks a lot of people in a lot of groups. And he's giving the interview, and he starts to rail against homosexuality, abortion, pedophilia. And the interview is linked up on YouTube, and it set off a shockwave. Now, I think he's going to kill Klitschko, who's a phony at this point. I mean, I supported Klitschko years ago, but I watched the Klitschko fight. Klitschko avoided doing anything except dancing away from the guy's punches. So Klitschko's doing it just for the money. This guy is amazing. He's a gypsy, by the way. I think they call themselves travelers. And a heck of a fighter he is, but he's quite, let us say, opinionated in ways that I don't approve, incidentally, necessarily, comma, all the time, period. So let's, for a moment, listen to the heavyweight champion of the world and his views of the world.
There is no morals, there is no loyalty, there is no nothing. Everyone just do what you can, listen to the government, follow everybody like sheep, be brainwashed by all the Zionist Jewish people who own all the banks, all the papers, all the TV stations. Be brainwashed by them.
I don't know where he got the Zionists on all the banks and all the papers and all the TV stations, especially coming from a gypsy, who were also gassed by the Nazis. But I don't know. It could be that Murdoch converted to Judaism without my knowing, and the guy who owns CNN, I think if he still owns it, the last I checked, he was a Roman Catholic. But then again, look, stereotypes die hard. But he goes on, and he says, I think it'll be pretty normal in the next 10 years to have sexual relationships with your animals at home. You know, your pets, your cats and dogs, and all that will be legal, says the heavyweight champion of the world. He says, you are already allowed to marry your animals and stuff. It is going to happen, though, isn't it? Whatever you can think of that's bad will be made legal, because that's what the devil wants. Now, the interviews were posted on YouTube and the Sports View London website, which is conducted with his uncle and trainer, Peter Fury. He's an amazing fighter, incidentally, to watch him. 6'9", and he's fast. So he's seen in a black tracksuit, relaxed and lounging on a settee, and he talks about the upcoming fight with Klitschko, age 40, in Manchester in July. And all of a sudden, he goes off on a tirade, and he says, why has he never been backed by 75% of the British public? He says, I just think it's because I'm a believer in the Lord. He quotes himself by, well, I'm quoting him saying, people hate that, so they don't want to hear it, so they all come together and talk bull S. It doesn't matter, does it? Because those that stand fair shall be rewarded. He says his views, which are religious, are seen as draconian. He says draconian, living in ancient times, where we don't like women to be whores. I can't even say this. I'll leave that out. We don't like S-men. We don't like S-kids. Oh, he says, no, we don't S-men. We don't S-kids. If that's draconian, then I suppose I like being a draconian. They should call me Tyson Dracula Fury because I'm still living in those times. He adds, I think it'll be perfectly normal in the next 10 years to have sexual relationships with your animals at home and know, you know, your pets and cats and dogs and all that, so that will be legal. He goes on. He says, you already, oh, I said they marry your animals. He said, in a world that's changing its morals daily and lowering, and changing its morals daily and lowering the bar of daily morals, then it is okay to do all this sorts of stuff. I can't think of anything that is that bad it wouldn't be allowed to happen. He rages about plastic dolls that look like children so perverts can S them. And then he adds, the world has gone mad. There is no morals. There is no loyalty. There is no nothing. Everyone just do what you can. Listen to the government. Follow everybody like sheep. Then he goes into the anti-Zionist again, assuming that the Jews own the media, you know, the standard shibboleth. He goes on. He says, maybe they might start making it legal so that 4 or 5 men can grab a granny and rape her in public in front of kids and all that, or grab an old man and rape him. He's building up now. Getting into his stride, the heavyweight champion of the world, Fury, says, listen to what filth is going on. You've got men S-ing men, then going home and S-ing the girlfriend. The girlfriend leaves and then goes to somebody else. Somebody else S's her because she's obviously going to have 100 partners, isn't she? Minimum. That's the right thing to do. So all she's doing is spreading these diseases day in and day out for everybody else. He said women are even taking overnight bags with them. So they're going out just to get, you know what, just like men usually do. Women are worse than that. He said they're taking their overnight bags because they know they're going to, well, pick somebody up and get at it that night. Filth, pure filth. And he says, I think we should make a group, a loyalist group, to the normal thing in life, just to be normal. It's like you're a freak of nature if you're normal. You're the odd one out, nobody else. What is normal? I'll just get myself changed into a woman. That's normal, isn't it, today? And call myself Tysina, or something like that. 6'9", put a wig on. You know what I mean? Because I want to feel like what it feels like to be, well, I can't read the word. What is the need of all this garbage? It's all in fashion. I don't think it's normal. I think they're freaks of nature. He adds, I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble for this interview, for talking sense. And the truth, but there's a lot of cowards, I'm using a word, out there, men who haven't gotten the blanks to stand up and say something about it. I'll tell you what we are on the development stage of, the end of the world. It can't keep going on like this. So bent, dirty, corrupt, and filthy. Everything you see is porn. There is a lot of bad things going on in the world, and I can only just name a handful of them. But if we only knew the truth about what was going on, we could all be set free, and we could all learn from our mistakes. Then he goes into religion. I'm going to read it for a minute for a reason. He said, it's hard to follow religion in today's world because you're a freak of nature if you follow religion. If you follow what it tells you to follow because you're the outcast, you can't do all the things you think you might want to do. In the schools now, they're asking the little kids at 5 and 6, do they want to be a boy or girl when they get older? He says, what the heck is that? I think it's terrible to open an innocent child's eyes to dirt and filth at young ages. All the sex education and all that as kids. Kids need to be kept innocent for as long as possible because there is that much dirt and filth in the world and rubbish. There is a long, long time to know about all this garbage in the world. Never mind teaching it to pure innocence. God's children. Terrible, very terrible. Well, then a spokesman for Fury angrily declined to comment on the content of the video. I just thought I'd read it to you on the Savage Nation. That opens the show up at 855-407-282. I don't know if you want to talk about it. What can you add? You agree with him? You don't agree with him? Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Crazy world we're living in. You got a crazy president here in the White House threatening states that don't want to make bathrooms open to anyone who says that they're the sex that they want to be. It's crazy. It's a crazy situation, and you know it. And you know that Obama's edict on the school bathroom and shower issue is total insanity. And everyone who is religious knows it's insane. Do you know what Obama just did? He passed a mandate requiring schools forcing schools, demanding that schools that receive federal funds open all bathrooms and locker rooms according to self-proclaimed gender identity instead of biological sex. That is absolutely an unconstitutional demand on the part of the psycho in the White House. It is an overreach of executive power by the psychopath in the White House. It is insensitive to sexual assault victims by the psychopath in the White House. It is an affront to all parents in the United States of America. At least that's what I think. What do you think? Phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's see what else is in the news. There are so many stories, I don't want to overload you. But I'm here with you for the next couple of hours. We will take the calls at 855-407-282. Let's take a call right now. Bob on line 2, WABC from New York. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm a retired police officer. And one of the things we always had was that each year new laws would come out from the state legislature. And, of course, we would get a copy of these laws and wonder, gee, how are we going to enforce these laws? It just doesn't seem right. They seem politically correct, a great idea, but they're really not enforceable. Well, with this bathroom law, how are you going to enforce it? Have someone stand by the door and frisk people to make sure that what they really are underneath the clothes are what they actually are? How are they going to...
But why would a president, who was supposed to pull a nation up and be a role model for a nation, take the viewpoint of a 0.01% of the population and impose it upon everyone else? Why would he do that?
I have no idea. It's ridiculous. Like you said, no one agrees with it. Religious organizations don't believe in it. The police are wondering, what are they going to hire a new position in the school system now just to stand by the bathroom doors and locker rooms?
If we had a president with moral fiber, as we may have when we get Donald Trump, I can guarantee you all of this sickness will run back under the rock it came from. Thank you, Bob. It's 18 minutes after the hour. If you want to comment on the topic, I don't want to get stuck in the bathroom issue, please. There are other issues. They're all over the news, and I don't want to, you know, paraphrase myself. Here's John Kerry joking that he wishes Europeans could have voted in American elections when he ran for the White House in 2004 to show you where his head is at. It just shows you who's running this country. KSFO, Peter, line 6, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Savage. I just wanted to point out a news story today that was posted in the Chicago News at 7:08, where a man choked an 8-year-old girl in a South Loop store bathroom. You could probably follow up. She was with her mother about 1:15. What's interesting to me is the story, this occurred on May 7th. May 7th, and now the story is posted today. So I would follow up on that.
What do you mean? It was a man who said he was a woman, went into a girl's bathroom and choked a little girl?
A man was in the bathroom. I don't know if he was a woman or not. If he went in...
No. Hold on. But you see, we're jumping the gun in that regard. I'm against this bathroom business. But we don't know whether he went in the bathroom claiming that was his sexual identity choice. He just could have been an evil pervert who went in there. You know what I'm saying?
But...
In other words, we can't make any statements about it until we know whether he got in on the bathroom situation using the gender twist job. Thanks for the call. All right, I don't want to get stuck in the toilet here. There are other topics, and very important ones at that. Let's try to move away from the toilet. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, which lives in the past, where a time when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. Where people believe in God and family and country. Pardon me, I'm stuck in that world. You'll have to forgive me. I'm sort of against the transgender bathroom story. That's all. Air Force General is first woman at top-tier U.S. Combat Command. This is what he's actually doing. While the thin smoking snake in the White House distracts you with the toilet story to make you get all upset over trans this and man in a woman's room and a woman in a man's room, what he's really doing is dismantling our entire military. Air Force General is first woman at top-tier U.S. Combat Command. Now, I have nothing against women pilots who have flown in combat rising to the level of general and heading a U.S. warfighting command. But she's never flown in combat. In fact, she's not a pilot. She's basically like she's the type that an air traffic controller. But they made her the head of the whole North American Aerospace Defense Command. General Robinson. General Robinson. General Robinson. They say General Robinson reflects that change as much as anything else, said Maria Call, a retired Air Force colonel, another one who never flew a plane. They made into a colonel. And they're all happy about it. They said she has an ability to take all the different pieces of the picture and pull it together strategically. I'm sure she's a brilliant woman. I'm sure she's a great organizer. But the military is not a school. The military is about fighting the enemy and defeating the enemy. It's not about social engineering. But since we have a man who is so intent upon re-engineering the entire society from the toilets to the, I don't have a T to use, from the toilets to the Thunderbirds, he has put a woman in charge of this combat command. What can I ask you? Do you think this is appropriate to simply appoint a woman in a combat control position because she's a woman? How in the world can you approve of a thing like this? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? No, I guess it doesn't matter to you. If you can do the bathroom thing, then anything is fine. Why don't you put a transgender in charge of the Air Force who can't fly a Piper Cub?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
34 minutes after the hour on Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation, the Beach Boys. Beach Boys, Transfusion Trees. Are they still singing? God, let me hear the Ha Ha Hoo Hoo. A couple of months ago, it was one of my favorites. I would drive around in the XKE on a back road listening to it. Big deal. All right, so Obama the Emperor put a woman in charge of the Air Force Combat Command. She's never flown in combat. Hey, nothing to see here. Move on. Danica Patrick creates oil-spilling, fiery NASCAR wreck. But, hey, don't make that an anti-woman thing, if you don't mind. It's not the first time she's done it. She's a terrible driver. Horrible driver. Why is she the most famous driver in NASCAR? Because she isn't a he. Patrick's number 10 dumped oil on the track, spun in the rear of her Chevrolet, burst into flames. And Tony Stewart was behind her, and number 14 hit the oil and smacked the wall. That's all. That's all. But she'll get the ads. She'll be selling you the cornflakes and the leather items that you have come to buy. Danica Patrick creates oil. Now, what am I saying? I'm anti-woman. Don't be stupid. Women are far smarter than men in business. That's what I've seen in my experience. Trust me, I know that personally. I love women in business. I find them very analytical and very capable of doing great things. But certain areas, I think men are superior. One of them is in combat. Sort of true going back to the cave time. And when it comes to auto racing, I kind of think men have quicker reflexes. I could be wrong about that. And there are examples, by the way, of combat women in combat positions who've done great things, but making a non-combat person the head of the Air Force Military Combat Command is crazy, absolutely insane, but this is what he does. This is the kind of stuff we're going to be left with. And it's not taking away from her as an AWACS commander. She's probably great at it, strategically a brilliant woman and an organizer. It's not the same as fighting in a warfare situation, as her father did in Vietnam, and, by the way, as her husband did, as an Air Force pilot, and her own daughter, by the way, was a pilot. So she comes from an Air Force family. But it still doesn't mean she's qualified to be made the general who runs the whole Air Force command. But I don't know why. The only calls I'm getting today are on the toilet. And I don't want to go there. I just don't want to get stuck with the transgender toilet business. I'm sick of it. Obama's wrong. He should be impeached for this alone. But, you know, it won't happen. You know, it won't happen, that's all. Has anyone been to the bookstore and had a Teddy and Me horror story? They put the book on the female hygiene or what? I don't know where they're hiding, under a cat box? Or is it displayed on the Octagon in Barnes & Noble where it's supposed to be? All right, let's try a caller or two. Anthony, KLIF, Dallas, line 7, fire away.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the champion athlete that you talk about. I really appreciate the strong conviction he shared and the courage it took to share that. But I do think the way he said dropping the F-bombs and all those type of things, what kind of conviction or example is that when the truth of the matter was really right on target, but the way the message was put out there, a lot of people now are not going to receive that.
Well, he's also wrong about the Zionists controlling the media, by the way. So far as I know, for example, Rupert Murdoch is not Jewish. There are many examples of people who are media barons who are not of the Jewish faith, where it's an old stereotype.
So in that area, he was totally wrong. But some convictional areas regarding our nation and righteousness and getting back to foundation is really, you know, if the foundation is destroyed, what are we going to do?
Well, the fact of the matter is we all have gripes about what the world is becoming and where it's going, and we also know where the arc of this insanity ends. We know that if we stay on this arc, he's right. People will be having sex with animals. It will be legalized. Probably first in England. We know the world is diminishing. We know it's going downhill. And I guess people are cracking up and saying whatever comes to their mind. And so some of them are going to get it part right. Some are going to get it part wrong. And some are going to get it all right. And some are going to get it all wrong. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the call. Line 1, Marsha, WJR, what's on your mind? You're on the Savage Nation on Rock and Roll Friday. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Mr. Savage. Yeah, the pebble just landed in my shoe, and I stepped on it, and it was about the female commander as a woman and someone who went through engineering school, and I think a certain way, and I have gone through my life where if I even, you know, when I have dialogue or if I have a debate with men, I'm looked at as that B word.
Marsha, let's not jump from the social world that we all live in to the warfare fighting world. They are two different things, Marsha.
Absolutely. But as someone who has tried to, in 53 years, learn how to have that dialogue and deal with
it. Marsha, hold it. Maybe I'm missing your point. Are you in the military? Let's begin with that.
Oh, well, listen, I'm in life, and I got to tell you, whether it was...
Marsha, you're not hearing me. Life is not the military. The military is different than real life.
Well, I work
in the military. In the military, there are real consequences to people who are incompetent. They can get everyone in their command killed. In real life, it doesn't matter what you say because there are no consequences in this world of BS.
Well, I worked at Rockwell International.
I'm not knocking what you did, but you don't take a woman who has never fought in Air Force combat and make her the head of the North American Aerospace Defense Command and expect the men who have killed themselves or gotten mutilated in combat to look up to her.
But why can't she? Why is it just because she's? I'm confused. You're thinking our brains work different. I'm confused on why she cannot do that job as well as not that.
Because she has never flown a plane in combat. She has never been in a dogfight. She has never flown a jet at high speed over a flaming battlefield and fired weapons. Do you understand?
Okay, so then my next then I ask you, has every man or person in that post always had that qualification?
Yes, that's correct. Until the emperor with no clothes took over to destroy the military, everyone who preceded her had to have combat experience.
Well, I hope.
Thank you for the call. WSBA, Pennsylvania, line 6. What's your topic? I'm sitting here groping, and Jim's staring at his screen.
He's not listening.
Who's not listening? All right, here we go. Great, terrific, Jim. Can you get on top of that caller, please? I can't be so on line 3 on WJR Radio in Detroit. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, Michael. My topic is animals, and I am a licensed veterinary technician, and I'm very saddened to see that the political correct world has taken over the animal adoption arena now. So if you go to adopt an animal on any website, it asks what gender animal you want to adopt.
What do you mean, boy or girl, male or female, or can you pick a transgendered cat?
It should be sex, and it's now gender. So it's
No, wait, sorry. Are they asking you what sex of the animal or your sex?
Of the animal. They want to know
the
what...
The animal sex. So, well, isn't it either male or female that they're... Or do you have a third choice now?
Nope.
Are there transgender dogs? Are there now transgender dogs that I don't know about? Did I miss that? Did I miss that that in the series? I don't know. Maybe I missed that while I was sleeping.
You used to have to... You were asked if you what sex of animal you wanted. Now they're asking what gender of animal you want to adopt.
Oh, it's gone from sex to gender. Yeah, that whole question of whether to use the word sex or gender is an interesting one, because gender should apply to a... Gender and sex are not the same thing, you know that.
My point.
Gender is a word that applies to the use of language, not to a biological classification. I was very clear on that 12, 15 years ago. When we use the word gender, you were using a reference to a linguistic issue, not to a biological issue. But the left is so devious and so devilish that they literally co-opted the word sex and turned it into gender.
Yep.
But this is something very hard for the average person to understand. They would rather talk about other things, and I understand that. Let's go to KSFO, line 2. We're open mic to Mike today, 855-400-SAVAGE, Rock and Roll Friday, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728, blah, blah, blah. Line 2, Richard, KSFO, what's on your mind?
Answer to a question you asked the other day about the two Alameda County deputies and that conflict in the alleyway. They were operating within the purview of the way the nightstick was introduced back in the 1960s. I was an officer at that time. We had billy clubs. They were an offensive weapon. The nightstick was introduced to keep us further away from the suspect, and we used them to strike blows to distract him, to stop him, and at the same time obey our commands. So if you get in...
Well, we had a drug-crazed criminal who had just led the police on a 100-mile chase over three counties, crashed into a police car, they pursued him into an alley, he was on drugs, they subdued him with the nightsticks, and now they're going to lose their jobs, and the vermin lawyer who's taking their job, as far as I'm concerned, should be thrown in jail.
The thing of it is, Michael, the nightstick that you're seeing today was introduced in patent back in the 60s. When it was first introduced to us, and I was an officer, the older men hated them. Because we used the billy club. But I'll tell you, if they get in close to him, check Hayward, California. A top officer on their SWAT team was killed by getting in close to someone. He pulled a knife and killed the officer with the knife. You stay out of way. The thing to ask...
Yo, listen, I got to tell you something. This is more important than you may know to the average person listening to the show. In order for me to qualify for use of my handgun, I had to take very extensive training as a civilian. And in that training, I saw a video, police video, of what a knife fighter can do within a few seconds if you let him get close enough to you. And that is why police have been trained repeatedly to subdue or to kill a suspect who has a knife in his hand. It is a deadly weapon in the hand of a trained user of such a weapon. You know that, and I know that.
We agree.
Thank you for the call. People don't know that because the average person says, well, he only had a knife, and they had guns. Why did they shoot him? And that's because they're naive. They do not understand how deadly a knife is in the hands of a trained knife fighter. And in fact, in this police training video that I was forced to watch, of course it was staged, he was a Filipino who was an expert in the use of knives, and I could not believe how quickly that man could unleash the fury of that blade upon the individual he was attacking. And had it not been for that training video, I too may have been naive enough to say, well, why didn't you just talk to him with the knife in his hand? Why didn't you use a taser? You know, that kind of thing. I'll be back. This is the Savage Nation.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I'll turn it off.
I'm so not in the mood for that. All right, here's one for all of you out there. Are you ready for this to show you that not everyone should be in college? They should be cleaning toilets. Are you ready for this? Everyone's a college student. Once you had open admissions, the entire academic establishment was degenerated. Are you ready for the next story? Tell me that this doesn't make sense to you. My point of view, rather. Seattle University students take over dean's office and demand that the school decentralize whiteness. I'm not making this up. If I wrote this as a parody, you'd say, that's funny. So-called students say the college's current curriculum is stifling, and they have taken over the dean's office, and they refuse to leave unless the dean resigns and the school meets their lengthy list of demands for changes. Are you ready for this? At the top of the list, the so-called students want the school to adopt a new curriculum that, quote, decentralizes whiteness and has a critical focus on the evolution of systems of oppression, such as, here we go, racism, capitalism, colonialism. They want professors of color and queer professors who will place particular emphasis not on traditional educational concepts, but instead on racism, gentrification, sexism, colonialism, imperialism, global white supremacy, and other ethical questions about systems of power. Are you ready for more? Protesting student Faiza Mohammed, a real student, a real genius, said the intention is to undermine the focus on the Western canon, which is merely writings of old, racist, sexist white men. The fool says, I can count on one hand how many people of color I've read in the 4 years that I've been here, she said. The students also demanded re-education for the school's professors so they can deal with microaggressions more effectively. I have an answer to this question, but I can't give it on a national broadcast. I think you can pretty much figure out what I would do if I were the president of the college or I was the president of the United States. And I'll stop right there. The phone number is 855-407-282. At some point, the pendulum will swing back the other way, and lowlifes such as this will not only not get into the dean's office, they will never be seen on a college campus. They will go back where they began, which is at the bottom of the social ladder, because that's all they're capable of. And they're never going to rise. They can scream all they want. Nobody is going to pay any attention to them except me. And the reason I am making this story so big to you is because it's part and parcel of the same story of taking a woman who has never flown in combat and making her the head of the combat command in the Air Force, or taking a dummy like this, a racist dummy at that, a racist sicko dummy at that, and listening to this fool saying she wants to take over the college. This is exactly what I try to warn you about in many different ways, that this is happening not by accident. It is not happening in a laboratory. It is happening under the most brutally, brutally dictatorial president in American history, a man with a specific, radical, leftist agenda that will catapult Donald Trump to the presidency so that he can clean out the garbage that Obama has accumulated from the bottom of society to the top over the last 8 years. I can guarantee you that if and when Trump becomes president, this filthy society of ours will be cleansed, because there are tens of millions of garbage men ready to take out the trash.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Thank God it's Friday, that's all I can say. We're the only advanced democracy that would let a crazy man stay in office this long and get away with what he's doing. I mean, appointing a woman who's never flown in combat to head up the Air Force Combat Command, it's unbelievable to me. There's a related story. Frustrated with Obama, Congress moves to increase Joint Chiefs Chairman's war powers. How can they let this community organizer, this communist community organizer at that, he's not even an American community organizer when you think about it. He's an anti-American community organizer. But whatever. Look, you know how much I love the president. You know how what damage I think he's doing to the country. But let me tell you something. 50% of the American people love the guy. They love it. If you look into the ratings this guy has, they're phenomenally large. When you think of all the new Americans who don't know English who love him, who are given handouts the minute they break through the border, wouldn't you love him too? If you think of the tens of millions of federal employees who work for him and live off the fat of the land doing very little, wouldn't you love him as well? If you think of the progressives who have long dreamed of damaging every institution of America that was great, wouldn't you also love him? And that explains why Bernie is doing so well. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic to Mike, Rock and Roll Friday, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-2822. We have exactly, I don't know, one open line. That's about it, truthfully. Now, before I begin this hour, I want to read three reviews of Teddy and Me. It's freshly out this last Tuesday, my beautiful picture book. And some people really like it. Union Turnpike here. Susan Harris says there is something unique and undefinable about Queens people. She means New York Queens. She doesn't mean, she's not talking about the issue of the day, the bathroom issue. She said, if you read this book, you will hear the echoes of that time and space in humanity with the magical touches only Savage can deliver. As an author, a raconteur, a scientist, a genius, a deeply flawed human, a radio host, only Savage connects with the exact same spot with millions of people. You just want to have lunch with Savage, desperately. Remember that movie years ago, My Dinner with Andre, that corny movie? What would I, should I ever do a streaming pay-per-view Dinner with Savage? How many people would sign up for that? No, no, I know we're going to get people calling, yes, do Dinner with Savage. I'm getting a helmet cam for that, the kind that they use on bicycles and such and motorcycles that people ride around with. What do they call them? A GoPro cam. I hear the video quality's great. And I swear one of these days, God willing, I'm going to wear it one weekend and go to my favorite restaurants around the San Francisco area and broadcast it on michaelsavage.com so you'll see what I actually do when I go out to dinner. Let's see this one. Lovely story about the dogs. Didn't need any political asides. Oh, he didn't like my politics in there. I don't know what he read it for. He said if he didn't put some of his hatred for liberals and Islam there, it would have been four stars. I just got a sense as a conservative radio host he couldn't resist it. Well, my friends, there is only one religion on earth that actually hates dogs. What do you want me to do, not mention it? That's not a hatred of Islam. That's a reflection of Islam. So what do you want me to do? Ann Hendershot loved the book. As a fan of Michael Savage, she says, I've listened for over 10 years. I've gotten to know his dog, Teddy, quite well. I'm a service human to a boxer named Bentley and a mixed breed named Battle because he was an army dog that came to our home when our son finished his service with the 101st. I have learned more about life and love from Michael Savage and Teddy and Bentley and Battle than anywhere else. I teach my intro to sociology students about the importance of borders, language, and culture, and always give Michael Savage credit for this. Perhaps I should start giving the credit to Teddy. That's beautiful. I didn't know sociologists can actually love America. I thought it was a strictly left-wing, program. Okay, now here's another topic I wanted to get into. It's a Friday, but I think it's connected in some weird way. It's the new link between religion and pornography. No, don't turn that dial. A new study finds a link between viewing pornography and becoming more religious. Now, that may sound crazy, but I actually believe it. It says people who occasionally watch pornography tend to become less religious over time. But those who watch pornography more than once a week tend to become more religious? According to a study published in the Journal of Sex Research. All right. The journal has no meaning. It's published by a useless group of academic renegades. But anyway, it's an interesting provocation. Use of pornography, which the researcher in this study defines as sexually explicit material intended to arouse the viewer, has increased dramatically in recent decades as technology has made it easier to access. Research into this. Oh, I can't read this. But the fact is that most religions disapprove of pornography, as you well know. And so highly religious people are likely not to use it. However, I have studied this once. I had studied it once. And I found that the country that has the highest per capita use of pornography is Pakistan, a very religious Muslim country. Did you know that? That's an interesting side note. And it says pornography consumption was related to decreased subsequent religiousness until the rate of consumption. Okay, you know the way they write in academia, they can never say a thing straight. They have to twist everything into something, make it sound scientific. Anyway, it says that porno use has an impact on changes in religiousness. And exposure to porn may make people feel guilty about violating the rules of their religion, leading them to distance themselves from religious activities. The most frequent porno viewers, on the other hand, may find ways of rationalizing their behavior to avoid feeling at odds with their religious convictions. And some may turn to religion as a means of overcoming or atoning for behavior that makes them feel guilty. Religious leaders in particular may find it useful to note that heavy porno use may drive some closer to religion. So what are they arguing? That you put porno machines in a church? I don't know what they're getting at. I guess we could touch on this topic. I've done it before, but it's kind of sad when I ask you, are you a pornography addict and how has it ruined your life? You know, we could do that. What's the point of that? If you want to call in, go ahead, make my day. Facebook launches conservative censorship probe. Talking about liberal pornography, there's nothing greater than the propaganda of Facebook. So Mark Zuckerface, the Facebook chief gonif, said that the group would probe allegations that the social network has excluded conservative news stories from its trending topics section. All right, fine. In other words, he's afraid of losing a few shekels, that's all. And also he's afraid of a government investigation that could also cut into his billions. All right, what do you want to talk about? Let's see. We got great calls here, but I don't know if I can take any of this. All right, let's go to FTL. Spiros, line one. FTL, Florida. Fire away.
Hi. I wanted to talk about those kids in the Seattle University about European colonization and how it's horrible what they're doing. Like, for example, in Liberia, which is the fourth poorest country in the world, it was never colonized by Europe. I mean, who do these kids think they are? Going over and taking over an office.
It's people who never belonged in college to begin with. They can't keep up with actual academic subjects. And because they were stupid to begin with, and they have no chance of succeeding in a real university setting, they take over a building and they say that they want to decentralize whiteness, and they want professors of color and queer professors, and they will not study traditional educational concepts such as reading, writing, and mathematics, I guess. Instead, they're going to focus on racism and colonialism and imperialism and global white supremacy and protesting student, take a guess her name, Fiza Mohammed. What would you expect Fiza Mohammed to major in? Electrical engineering?
I know, yeah, you're absolutely
right. Fiza Mohammed says that she doesn't want to study the writings of old racist, sexist white men. Well, what does she want to study? The writing of what? Non-racist, unsexist, non-white men? Look, these people never belonged in college. They can't keep up. And so they become militant when they find out that they're seen for what they were. They got in through the whole, you know, affirmative action. The next thing you know, they're screaming that it's racist, that they actually have to perform. So what are we going to say about that, Spiros? What can we say about it? You bring up Liberia. So let me relate to the issue of Liberia. You know and I know that Liberia was founded in Africa by African Americans who went to Africa to create an African nation of their own after they were released from slavery. That's a fact of reality. So Liberia was founded by freed American slaves. You know that, right, Spiros?
Yes, of course.
Okay, and so what have we learned about Liberia?
Well, as I said, it's the fourth poorest country in the world. And on top of that, the illiteracy rates are blasting through the roof. Rape is horrible in Liberia. Many of the women.
So how can you blame white oppression for that?
You can. I mean, these people have no clue what they're talking about.
And well, they don't care if they don't. They don't see. They call your knowledge of reality some kind of bias, and they deconstruct reality and turn it into gibberish. And whatever they say, they think is the truth because they've lived in a society where their lies have been accepted by the I shall say cowards who will run the university and schools. By encouraging them to double-talk everyone, this is what you wind up with. All right, we've covered that one. What can we do about that? Nothing. It is now 16 minutes after the hour. Let's see what I have in the sound queue to steam up the audience a little bit here. I don't know if they're listening as intently as I want them to. The ratings came in this week, and I knocked it out of the park. I'm the Babe Ruth of many stations in New York, and I'll boast about it because no one else will tell it to you, but ratings don't lie. I'm proud to say, and I want to thank those of you on WABC in New York, which is a tough market, that my show is the number one show in the day part on WABC in New York, and it's true in many other stations. And as Frank Sinatra said, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. So let us look now on some of the other sound bites that I haven't touched on. Oh, God, John Boehner. They're not really good sound bites, to be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to play them. Oh, George Clooney, now we're going to listen to? Nah, I think I'll take a break. I'll be back right now on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I'm in a closed radio station. Everything is clean and pollen-free. There are no bums, nothing. Wonderful. No saws, no leaf blowers, no garage doors. It's a pleasure to be here. But the fact of the matter is, I got here, I was so exhausted with hunger because I left early to come into the radio station. I had a little low blood sugar. And I'm on a new diet because I got the medical reports back the other day. Once again, everything's wrong. HDL is reversed. The LDL is reversed. It's been going on for 20 years. I don't take any of the Lipitor because it cripples me. But, I'm fighting, so I'm fighting the inevitable, what's going to happen here. LDL is wrong, HDL is wrong. But now, to top it all off, the blood sugar is off the charts. And to top that off, the triglycerides went off the charts. And to top that off, the BUN was too high. So I'm saying to myself, Michael, there's only so much you can do here. I mean, at one point, you're going to have to either give in to pharmacology or stop eating the way you're eating. But I'm not willing to do either. And so, I was hungry. What do you want me to do? So I sent out, I actually didn't say, I went to a footlong sandwich. What's it called? A Subway? How do they make a sandwich for $6 or whatever it is for a 12-inch sandwich? I got a turkey. Okay, no mayonnaise. I compromised. I polished the thing off before I got back to the apartment. Would you believe it? But wait, that's just the beginning of it. I'm not a particularly fat guy. I just sent out for Chinese food. I'm already an hour and a half into the show. I'm burning energy here. And like any high-octane performer, I need fuel. I cannot live on low-octane diets to do what I do. I'm like an opera singer. So the Chinese food is on the way. I'm going to eat the greasy chicken and broccoli and the meat pie that should have killed me 30 years ago and didn't. I was reading a report the other day that it confirms everything I've ever told you about. The fraud of the gluten-free idea, because only a few very small percentage of people are actually celiac types. They are the ones who truly need a gluten-free diet. The rest is fantasy. And many of you are of the mistaken notion that when you go to a restaurant, let's say it says gluten-free pasta, gluten-free, you think you're eating healthier. You're not. You're actually making yourself sick. It's an interesting story that I've tried to warn you about. It's a fad. It's a fad diet. The whole gluten-free this is a fad diet, and most of you don't know what gluten is. You have as much knowledge of gluten as the girl, the anti-white girl who tried to take over the university does of English literature. Seattle U students take over dean's office, demand school decentralized whiteness, so she thinks she's smart by screaming and shooting her mouth off Faiza Mohammed. And she says that she doesn't want to read any of the books in the college because they're the writings of old, racist, sexist white men. Now, here's an idiot who probably can't even read. She probably cannot read an entire book. But she's demanding more professors of color and professors of queerness. This is what we're getting now as a result of the meltdown of our society. But my point is related to the gluten thing. She knows as much about English literature as you do about what gluten actually is. Gluten is a fraction, a protein fraction that some people are allergic to, but 99% of the population is not? So where did this come from? It's a myth. That's where it came from. Like all myths, they die hard. So someday we will go back to some sanity in our society. When that is, I don't know. Riley, KSMO Line 1, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Uncle Mike, you're radio gold. I haven't listened to you in 10 years, Mike, and I just started listening to you 2 months now, and I got to say, earlier this week, you said a friend of yours said this is your radio is the best it's ever been, and I can't believe how good it is. It's the best thing going today. There's no question.
Now, wait, you're saying you hadn't listened to me for 10 years and you just started again?
Yeah, for some...
Where were you for 10 years?
Well, I've been in Fargo, North Dakota for 10 years, so that might explain something.
No, they don't have radio waves up there? They don't reach Fargo? All right, thank you for the compliments. I think the show is better than it was years ago. I think I'm much better. I become less like Mickey Mantle or Joe DiMaggio and more like Babe Ruth. When I connect, it goes right out of the park, and then I walk around the bases. I don't have to scream and yell and honk my nose anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's for the newcomers have to honk their nose and scream and yell and curse you, and it's unnecessary. I'll be back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Oh, turn this fruitcake off. I don't want to hear this. Welcome to the show. Listen, I don't generally watch network television, but here's a story that maybe the average listener would be interested in. TV bloodbath. Over a dozen primetime shows get axed. Now, truthfully, I never watched any of these, but it's worth interesting. It's interesting to me why they would axe them and the type of show that they're not selling. ABC, for example, took the saw to 7 series, including country music drama Nashville, never saw it, and veteran whodunit Castle, never saw it. While Fox is sacrificing 5 new shows, including comedy starring aging pretty boys Rob Lowe and John Stamos. Meanwhile, CBS is deleting CSI Cyber. After this, it's sophomore season, thus ending the CSI dynasty that encompassed 4 series during a 16-year span. I really never watched them. I was never really that interested in them. ABC canceling Nashville after 4 seasons is an interesting one. It was never a ratings hit, but it enjoyed a loyal following, especially in Nashville where the show was filmed. And what are you going to call me on that? I don't really know what you have to say, but I don't watch these shows. I told you what I like on television. And the show that I like the most currently is The Girlfriend Experience. I think it's the finest work of art I've seen in a long time. I would rank it up there with, it's almost as good, in some ways superior to some of the best cable television shows I've ever seen. Lighting, acting, directing, storyline, the narrative, etc. It's brilliant. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Let's go to WMAL Line 7. Ronnie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. It's nice to finally talk to you after all these years. I'm a disabled Air Force veteran, and just want to chime in on the news about General Robinson taking over NORAD. A lot of people don't understand the way the Air Force completely works. It's not like in Top Gun, fire pilots don't go out and find their own targets and shoot them down. Our job in AWACS was that we found the targets. We told the fighter pilots who they could and could not shoot, which was became a big deal after 9/11 because we were flying 24 hours a day nonstop for nearly a year. And I've flown with General Robinson. She was a colonel back then. So I can tell you, even though she wasn't a fighter pilot, her job aboard that aircraft was to have the final say, yes or no, kill that target. And that's kind of what we need in NORAD, because that person in NORAD is...
Well, isn't that why we're losing the war against ISIS? Because they're afraid to kill anything for fear of collateral damage?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I think that war is being fought.
So maybe we don't need a feminist in charge of the Air Force. Maybe we need a gung-ho fighter pilot in charge of the Air Force who is not afraid of collateral damage and just wants to kill the enemy and get the war over with already.
Well, I have a different background with the Marine Corps. I would almost say that we need a Marine general in there that's not afraid to shoot everything that walks.
All right. I appreciate it, honestly, but I think that taking a woman who may be a fine person and a brilliant strategist in her AWACS career is not going to, let us say, have the guys who have to go out and fight in combat and actually kill things, then it's not inspiring to them to see them stepped over like this. I think it's Obama's attempt to weaken the Air Force, frankly, and to completely destroy their morale. That's how I see it. Thank you for calling me on the Savage Nation. KSFO, Line 5, Thomas, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Thomas?
Hey, I've been listening to you for so long, and I finally got through. I'm very grateful. I was thinking about something you said earlier about the reason why that, and believe me, I'm just as frustrated about this as you are, when they Obama is appointing these females as leaders, as people who can take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Listen, you don't mistake me. A woman is entitled to go as far as she can based on merit, not based upon her sexual orientation. And when you're putting a woman in charge of an Air Force combat command for the first time in American Air Force history, and she has no combat experience, it becomes a controversial appointment. And I thank you for the call. And can we move on to something else? WABC, New York City, Line 4, Carl. What's your topic? Fire away.
Yes, I heard your comment with regard to Seattle University.
Wait, do you have a telephone or are you talking through a vegetable can?
Hold on.
Can you please put your vegetable can down and pick up an iPhone? The call screener should have asked you to put down your vegetable can.
I have an iPhone.
Thanks for the call. All right, there we go. So let me hear you now. Go ahead, I hear you. The can is down and the phone is up. What's on your mind? Don.
Well, I wanted to comment with regard to your comment from Seattle University. It's a situation, it's a Jesuit school, by the way, which surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me they may not take action. In the 1960s, during the Vietnam War, where there were many protests, they were tying up campuses and cowering university presidents didn't know how to handle it. Father Theodore M. Hesburgh at the University of Notre Dame said you have a right to protest, and this happened at the university when they were actually blocking coordinators from the government coming on recruiting. He said, you have a right to protest. He says, but if you don't cease after a period of time, they gave him, I think, 30 minutes. He says, you will be removed from school because they have a right to be here just as much as you have a right to protest. But you cannot.
Well, why don't they stand up to Miss Mohammed and tell her that she's going to be thrown out of the school altogether if she keeps it up?
Point.
And are you saying that university, Seattle College, is that a Jesuit religious school? And they let this loser into that college. The first thing she does is scream that she doesn't want to read any of the books because they're written by white males. That's not the grounds for throwing her out on her. You know what? All right, whatever. I don't run the university. It's a good thing I don't. That's all I could say. That opens up a line at 855-407-282. Here's the headline in the local San Francisco Fish Wrap. Judge rips officer's testimony. Now, the judge has a name. You know the U.S. District Judges? Charles Breyer. Do you know who he is? He is the brother of the Supreme Court Justice, the left-wing fanatic, Justice Breyer. We have his brother here. The bro of Breyer is as bad as the federal bro. The local bro is as bad, if not worse. So he now took the side of a guy in the street and destroyed two police officers, saying that they had no right to do what they did. Low salmon yield means almost boats sticking, most boats sticking with crab. People are obsessed with crab out here. I can't stand it. I won't eat crab. It tastes metallic to me. It's a San Francisco institution. I feel like I'm eating like aluminum foil when I eat crab from the bay. Irby Elliston netted 16 salmon off the coast of Point Reyes last weekend because there is no salmon. Who cares about that? What is normally a celebrated affair with boats dashing off the docks of San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf and returning with heaps of the culinary gem has been marred by low fish counts and strict fishing restrictions meant to protect the fragile health of the California catch. So apparently the salmon are not complying with our desire to eat them. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Turn it off. I'm just not in a merry mood. I feel good, don't get me wrong. Welcome to the program. Here's an interesting article about cheaters threatening carpooling system. They did an analysis, and it says that in the Bay Area, an average of 24% of the drivers in carpool lanes during the morning commute are there without the required number of passengers. And in the evening, about 19% of the carpool lane occupants are thumbing their noses at the law, and people are very angry. And it leads me to question the whole issue of carpool lanes. I think they should be eliminated. It's an idea that has come and gone. The idea of the carpool lane has never worked. And if they'd open up the carpool lane, there would be far less traffic on the highway. In the other lanes, it's common sense. If you opened up all the lanes to all the traffic, you'd have a better traffic flow. This was created in the 60s. Again, the hippie idea that, oh, if you had a carpool lane, four friendly people will get together and use it. Well, it's not working out that way. In fact, it got so bad years ago when I was living in New York that guys were buying dummies to stick in the car, in the right seat in the back. They had two, three dummies in there. Because if you're zooming by at 55, 60, no one could tell if it was a dummy. But in those days, the police would actually, you know, do something about it. What can they do about it? They can't stop murderers, let alone guys using dummies in car lanes. Can you stop Obama from using dummies to vote for him? So how are you going to stop a dummy in a car lane? I think that's a big topic, which is should the carpool lanes be eliminated? No one else has brought it up. It's time to talk about it. 855-407-282, quickly, WABC New York, Tony, fire away from Manhattan, what's on your mind? WABC, Tony.
Hey, Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to talk to you.
Okay, hold it, if anyone says that to me again, I'm hanging up. The call screener is supposed to say to you, don't say how are you, because you don't know me. Don't say I'm a long-term listener, first-time caller. Don't say it's an honor, don't say it's a pleasure. It's what we do. So let's start again. Tony, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I would just like to make a comment about the...
So make it already. Don't tell me what you'd like to do. Okay, goodbye, Tony. Here's Radio 101. When you get on the radio, millions of people are listening to you. Can you just make your comment instead of saying, I'd like to make a comment? Please, my friends. This is a very difficult business that I am in. We will go to line three, KBET in Las Vegas. Frank, what's on your mind, Frank? Fire away.
Yeah, I was listening about the fish, the salmon. I salmon fished in Alaska years ago. And it was a huge issue back then that, you know, with all these giant schools of salmon swimming around the Pacific, if the Asians wanted to go take the fish out of the Pacific before they got back to the rivers, we didn't get the fish for them. It was big then, and it's probably what's going on now. Because our government back then didn't protect our rights.
Oh, the reason we have low amount of salmon in the San Francisco area is because the Asians are using factory farm ships to suck them out of the sea.
That's what I say. Sure,
I'm not denying it. Of course, they're allowed to do anything they want 7 miles offshore. That's where the fish are. So they're restricting the local salmon fishermen, but they're not restricting outside and international waters. Well, that's a big problem. Cheating on the fishing is another story. Carpool cheating is rampant, study says. Is it time to end carpool lanes? What do you say on the Savage Nation? I think it is. WABC Nathan, line 7. You're talking about what? Bernie Sanders? What's your point? Again, a pause, line 8. Line 8, Nathan, WABC. One day I'll be able to hear someone again. What's on your mind, Nathan?
Hi, I'm a New York Jew like Bernie Sanders, and you've called him an anti-Semite, and I wonder why.
When did you ever hear me say that?
About 2 weeks ago you said an anti-Semite.
No, not really. No, I think you're making it up in order to smear me. Why are you such a racist that you would smear me with such an accusation, which I take very seriously?
I take it seriously, too. I'm sure I heard you call him an anti-Semite.
Why would I call a Jewish guy like him an anti-Semite? He's anti-Israel.
I'm in error.
Is what I said.
Sorry,
what's with the chip on your shoulder that everything I say about Bernie now has to be put into a racial context? He is a loudmouth street communist that has nothing to do with his religion, which he doesn't have. He has no religion. He said he's not a practicing Jew. That's what I said.
Okay,
what's that, Nathan? I can't hear you, Nathan. What?
I'm sorry I misquoted you.
That's very nice of you. It's very noble. Are you a religious scholar of some kind?
I'm secular like Bernie. I'm not a political supporter of his. I'd rather have a Democrat in the White House.
Why would you rather have a Democrat?
Because I'm a Democrat.
What does that mean, I'm a Democrat? You mean you like higher taxes and you want more immigrants? Why are you laughing? You know, there are consequences to your statements. Democrats like higher taxes and more immigrants. So kindly explain to me why you like higher taxes and more immigrants. Explain it. I'd like to know why.
It's a welfare state, so taxes pay for the welfare system.
So you mean you want higher taxes?
No, I'd like them to stay about the same.
What do you actually pay in tax, in federal tax, Bernie? I'm curious.
Well, my name is Nathan. I pay probably about $9,000, I would say.
Nine. What's your percentage? What percentage of your income do you pay in federal taxes?
I think it's about 17 or 18, something like that.
So you're on the lower end of the income scale. Are you a government employee of some kind?
Well, I'm a retired government employee, yes.
Well, I figure so. Why do government employees like socialism? You can pretty much figure that out. Nathan, why you like socialism? Because you're living off the fat of the land on a fat pension, and you want me to pay your pension. But you know that I pay 40% in federal tax and 15% in state income tax, and I refuse to pay another penny? And you know that there are a lot of people like me who have had all we're going to take of high taxes, which is why we want the socialists out of office, and why we will never vote for Hillary Clinton? And by the way, how could you vote for a woman who is as corrupt as she is?
I think she will I think she's the best choice this time around.
But you're speaking in platitudes. What about all the corruption that surrounds the Clinton family?
I think she'll keep our country safe, and I think she'll be a diplomat overseas.
Nathan, you're not answering the question. What about all of the corruption that surrounds the Clinton crime family, the Clinton Foundation, the money from large petrodollar oil companies, oil kingdoms? Doesn't that bother you as a practitioner of the religion that you mentioned you don't practice? What about the influence of criminals surrounding her? What about the use of her email system? What about her desire to weaken the military further? Doesn't any of that affect you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, here's a headline. Here's a headline. President is impeached, will face trial. Nope, not in America. Sorry to crush your dreams, Brazil. Left wing failed there. Of course, it hasn't failed here because they own Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and the other little boys in the media, the Lilliputians. Headline is nice, though, in Brazil. President is impeached, will face trial. Sprawling corruption investigation. Sprawling corruption investigation. don't expect to see such a headline here. So we'll talk about the little things that we, the little people, can talk about, not about the corruption of the senators and congressmen, not about the corruption of George Soros and his refugee business. Oh, it's a huge business. A new probe just caught the IRC in a corruption scandal with George Soros. You see, they're making billions off the refugees. You don't know that. Contracts, supplies. If you only knew, you'd be sicker than you already are. So we'll talk about the little things that we, the people, have to talk about. And that is something I think is interesting, which is the carpooling system. How many times have you been on the highway and looked over into the carpool lane and see one person in there? Like, very often, right? Well, on the average here in the Bay Area of San Francisco, 24% of drivers in carpool lanes during the morning commute are there alone without the required number of passengers. In the afternoon, that's 19% of the carpool lane occupants are thumbing their noses at the law. And I personally think it's time to end the carpool system completely because it's never worked. It's always been a failure. How many times have you ridden on a highway and seen so few cars zooming along in the carpool lane? And you say to yourself, you know, if they would only open the highway up to what it was originally designed for, to take this number of cars, all of us would be moving more quickly. But go tell that to the entrenched bureaucrats who are sitting there and thumbing their noses at common sense. I think it's an important topic. So I would say it's time to say close the carpool lanes and just turn those lanes open to all traffic. You agree with that or not? I'd like to know what you think about that. KSFO, Andrew, line 2. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I want to thank you for discussing this topic, and I agree with you. Not only has it made the traffic worse, but it has also made the traffic conditions unsafe. And in 2011, I was coming back from San Jose on 880 North, and I was in the carpool when a violator basically, as soon as the traffic started slowing down, you know, they tried to jump out to avoid getting caught. So he jumped out and he hit me. I was on my motorcycle and that nearly killed me. So
you mean he was a cheater in the carpool lane, and when the traffic slows, they're afraid the cops will be able to see them, and they try to zoom back into the regular traffic lane, right?
That is correct. Yeah, and he did it in such a hurry. He didn't come in. He hit me. I went down. I ended up in the medical center, you know, in the trauma room. And, you know, I'm in agreement with you. Something needs to be done about this carpool system.
Well, I think we should close down the carpool lanes and turn them back to what they were originally designed for, which is handling the traffic that's on the highway. I don't think it's a no-brainer. Why are we stuck with carpool lanes 40 years after they were created? Thank you for the call. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Michael on WABC in New York City, line 9. Go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in regards to the salmon depletion of the population. I just think it's despicable that all these environmentalists and people that are so-called looking out for our best interests aren't making us aware that there's hundreds of thousands of gallons of nuclear waste that are being spewed from Fukushima nonstop every day. I remember looking at a migratory map of the salmon that do this huge round. They go from Alaska down and around through Fukushima and then back up and around into Alaska. And no one's talking about a lot of this danger that's happening from this disaster that no one's paying attention to.
So what, you think that the low salmon production or the lack of salmon is related to Fukushima? It's killing the fish?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't even speak to that because they're not finding the fish floating belly up. Where are the salmon is what I'd like to know. I wonder where they disappeared to. Because the winter run Chinook salmon is even in more dire shape. And it's been designated as an endangered salmon run. Why is that happening? And right now, California waters are closed to salmon fishing in July when the overlap is greatest. So I'd like to know why you think the salmon numbers have declined historically. Now, some say it's a result of the damming of rivers, agricultural pollution, and the condition has even been made worse by streams having dried up during the drought, also warming ocean water, and its ripple-down effect on food supplies. But you are adding another component to it, which is you're saying nuclear waste you think is wiping out the salmon population. Is that it?
Yes, I think it could be a factor. And more so is the fact that people that seem to care about the environment and these environmentalists, no one is talking about this. And you take kelp samples on the shores of California and up in Portland, Oregon and stuff, they are so radiated from Fukushima. And it's, you know, we live in a land where everybody's green and everybody cares. You know, you can't.
Wait, no. Let me get into this a little. I mean, I want to learn more about it. You're saying most of the seafood now in the Pacific is irradiated?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
So have you stopped eating? You know, it's an interesting thing you just said. I'll tell you why. I'm a fish eater for obvious reasons. It's better for your health. There's no question about it. The omega-3 fatty acids, etc. But in the last year or so, I found I have an allergic reaction to almost all fish that I eat. I break out in a rash. I don't feel good. I have an allergic reaction. Could it be that there are toxins in the fish now?
Absolutely. Between what's going on in Fukushima, and what happened with the dispersant in the Gulf from the BP catastrophic oil spew that.
So I can't eat Gulf shrimp anymore. Then I can't eat. I knew about the Gulf, okay, and the blowout there, but now the fish, I don't eat it. I've gone back to meat. Do you know that I'm back to my father's diet, meat and potatoes? It's safer to eat meat and potatoes than it is to eat fish and kale today.
Exactly. And
all right. Thanks for the call. I don't know. What I'm going to do? Get a Geiger counter when I go to a seafood restaurant? That's the next thing. I'll put out a little mini Geiger counter to have a bite of fish. I'll drive through McDonald's and say, "Let me have a fish burger," and I'll run it through my personal Geiger counter. All right. What are you going to do? It's an interesting question, and really, I don't know the answer to that. WMAL, Greg, on the issue of closing carpool lanes to make traffic flow more cleanly. WMAL in Washington, line 2. Go ahead, please.
All right. So in D.C., what they're doing is they're turning carpool lanes into easy pass lanes. And I don't know if you have, they probably have those in California, but it's transmitter in your car, and it's basically a toll road just for people that want to do that. And
yeah, you know, we do have them now. Yeah. Yeah, you pay a little extra. Florida has that where you pay to speed along in a lane. So you're saying turn them into toll roads instead of a free carpool lane?
Yeah, it seems to work, but I'm afraid the government's going to screw it up and they'll turn Easy Pass transmitters into like Obama phones and give them to people.
Well, I like the Easy Pass idea because I have extra money and I can afford it. But what about the average jerk who's stuck in a traffic jam in the morning and in the afternoon, who says, "I don't like the idea of the rich guy who's flying along in that Easy Pass lane. Why don't they just open the whole lane to all of us and eliminate tolls altogether?" That's as much a rational answer as any, I think. Let me send you a free copy of Teddy and Me. I think I'm going to give away some books now. We're talking about salmon, toll roads. Any topic is fair game. Let's go to WABC in New York. Frank, line 6, you're welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thanks for taking my call. In New York City, they're going to bike lanes, and that's creating a lot of problems in New York.
Oh, horrible. A nightmare. I saw it when I was in Manhattan last time. I saw that they're banging into people now. The bikers are the most arrogant people on the road. You know that. They don't even let people step off a curb in front of them without threatening their lives or screaming at them with a bicycle lock.
Well, the one of the main problems is if it's going north, you'll see bikes coming south, you know, in those bike lanes. So they're using the bike lanes to go any which way they want to go.
Well, you mean they're using it in the wrong direction because they're arrogant AHs who should be taken off their bikes by the police and their bicycles thrown in the river or sold at auction? I was almost killed by a bicyclist right here in San Francisco on the Embarcadero a few years ago. A guy was going the wrong way. I didn't see him because I looked to the left where he should be coming from, and this animal, this piece of garbage, came from the other side and almost killed me. They're out of control here. The police should grab them, they should arrest them, and they should sell their bicycles at auction. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I'm not in the mood for rock and roll today. I'm not in the mood. Maybe the Chinese food changed my mood to something. Maybe I want to hear Mandarin music. Flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on sex offender's jet, much more than previously known. We'll get into that. The Wolfman apparently flew on Epstein 727, where there was a bed, they say, for group sex. Could you believe this? Could you believe the first man would fly with a predator like this? Frequent flyer on a registered sex offender's infamous jet. How do you feel about a thing like it's unbelievable? You can't even talk about it. It makes you speechless to realize that his old lady might be president. And she's not. Look, put aside his sexual proclivities and his wolfman behavior. Put it aside. She alone is so surrounded by crookedness that she is unqualified to run for the office of the presidency. I don't mind a Democrat, but get a clean one. Get someone who stands for something other than self-aggrandizement. Even Ralph Nader said that Donald Trump has brought something to the American people, incidentally. German investigators say no indication that the Muslim who screamed Allahu Akbar while killing a man had Islamic extremist motive. You hear this? Do you hear about the suicide of the West? That they have been so brainwashed that a man screams Allahu Akbar as he's knifing people in a subway in Germany, and the debauched investigators in Germany say no indication the Muslim who screamed Allahu Akbar while killing Germans had Islamic extremist motive. There's time for a revolution, isn't there? Oh, is there ever a time for a revolution in Germany? WABC Alex, what's your topic on line 7?
So, a couple of years ago, a company called Aqua Bounty Technology, they released genetically modified salmon into the wildlife. The Huffington Compost did an article last month about how the FDA is being sued for approving it. And what they predicted is within 40 years, the natural salmon will be extinct because this new salmon is way bigger and views the normal salmon as like enemy. So it's predatory towards it.
So wait, you're saying the genetically modified salmon are larger and more predatory, and they're eating the normal salmon, they're actually killing them?
Yes, yes. And within 40 years, they predicted the organic salmon will be extinct because of the genetically modified one, and they still approved it.
When I go in a restaurant, and most of it's farm-raised salmon, I don't like the taste. Is that what you're talking about? When they say farm-raised salmon, is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's a mix. Some of the farm-raised ones have genetically modified, but what I'm talking about is they released it into the oceans, into the wildlife.
I know, I understand. So they're breeding a super predator kind of salmon that's a freak. And the naturally evolved salmon is being killed off and will disappear. But I'm really concerned with the down-to-earth thing, which is the farm-raised salmon that I see in restaurants. I tend not to eat it. I don't like the flavor. There's also something wrong with the taste, and I don't feel good from eating it. Are you knowledgeable about what that means, farm-raised salmon? They raise them in ponds, right, and they feed them antibiotics and growth hormone. Is that it?
I'm not knowledgeable, but I don't like the taste either. It's something weird. I don't like the taste. I agree with
you. It is weird. It's like a Frankenstein salmon. When it says farm-raised, I don't eat it. But most Japanese restaurants, the little sliver of fish they give you to begin with, a sliver for $9.95 for lunch. It's a farm job. Tasteless garbage. That's the world I'm in. It's called ersatz, E-R-S-A-T-Z. Ersatz, everything fake. Nothing is real. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now we're talking about salmon and car lanes and genetically modified people. How about genetically modified people? That really worries me. How about the cloning of people? Are there any clones amongst us? Is it possible that clones are actually leading us? Could it be likely that the reason that the government is so out of touch with the American people is because they're not even human, that they're either aliens or clones? How's that for a nighttime radio show? That's a good one, because they act like aliens or clones as far as I'm concerned. Phone number here is 855-47282. If you care to join the program, good luck. Let's try to get some of you into the show. Let's go to KSFO. Sean, line 8, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that the carpool lanes are unconstitutional.
All right, and?
Well, I think if we, you know, we have to pay for something that we can't use. And the electric...
Okay, but the constitutional argument about a carpool lane is about as relevant as Ted Cruz talking about the Constitution and getting smashed around the country. Do you understand it's too esoteric for the average voter? We don't care about the constitutionality of a carpool lane. What we care about is that it slows traffic down. What's with the Constitution? Maybe you need a physic instead of a Constitution. You know what a physic is?
No, we can't.
I'm joking. All right, let's stop with the Constitution every minute. If you think of everything in terms of the Constitution, you're going to wind up like Ted Cruz did, okay, on the dustbin of history. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Air Force General is first woman at top tier U.S. Combat Command. This is what he's actually doing. While the thin smoking snake in the White House distracts you with the toilet story to make you get all upset over trans this and man in a woman's room and a woman in a man's room, what he's really doing is dismantling our entire military. Air Force General is first woman at top tier U.S. Combat Command. Now, I have nothing against women pilots who have flown in combat rising to the level of general and heading a U.S. warfighting command. But she's never flown in combat. In fact, she's not a pilot. She's basically like she's the type that an air traffic controller. But they made her the head of the whole North American Aerospace Defense Command. General Robinson. They say General Robinson reflects that change as much as anything else, said Maria Call, a retired Air Force colonel, another one who never flew a plane. They made it to a colonel. And they're all happy about it. They said she has an ability to take all the different pieces of the picture and pull it together strategically. I'm sure she's a brilliant woman. I'm sure she's a great organizer. But the military is not a school. The military is about fighting the enemy and defeating the enemy. It's not about social engineering. But since we have a man who is so intent upon re-engineering the entire society from the toilets to the... I don't have a T to use. From the toilets to the Thunderbirds, he has put a woman in charge of this combat command. What can I ask you? Do you think this is appropriate to simply appoint a woman in a combat control position because she's a woman? How in the world can you approve of a thing like this? All right, so Obama the Emperor put a woman in charge of the Air Force Combat Command. She's never flown in combat. Hey, nothing to see here. Move on. Danica Patrick creates oil-spilling, fiery NASCAR wreck. But, hey, don't make that an anti-woman thing, if you don't mind. It's not the first time she's done it. She's a terrible driver. Horrible driver. Why is she the most famous driver in NASCAR? Because she isn't a he. Patrick's number 10 dumped oil on the track, spun in the rear of her Chevrolet, burst into flames. And Tony Stewart was behind her, and number 14 hit the oil and smacked the wall. That's all. But she'll get the ads. She'll be selling you the cornflakes. Now, what am I saying? I'm anti-woman. Don't be stupid. Women are far smarter than men in business. That's what I've seen in my experience. Trust me, I know that personally. I love women in business. I find them very analytical and very capable of doing great things. But certain areas, I think men are superior. One of them is in combat, sort of true going back to the cave time. And when it comes to auto racing, I kind of think men have quicker reflexes. I could be wrong about that. And there are examples, by the way, of combat women in combat positions who've done great things. But making a non-combat person the head of the Air Force Military Combat Command is crazy. Absolutely insane, but this is what he does. This is the kind of stuff we're going to be left with. And it's not taking away from her as an AWACS commander. She's probably great at it. Strategically a brilliant woman and an organizer. It's not the same as fighting in a warfare situation as her father did in Vietnam. And, by the way, as her husband did as an Air Force pilot. And her own daughter, by the way, was a pilot. So she comes from an Air Force family. But it still doesn't mean she's qualified to be made the general who runs the whole Air Force command. Crazy world we're living in. You've got a crazy president here in the White House threatening states that don't want to make bathrooms open to anyone who says that they're the sex that they want to be. It's crazy. It's a crazy situation, and you know it. And you know that Obama's edict on the school bathroom and shower issue is total insanity. And everyone who is religious knows it's insane. Do you know what Obama just did? He passed a mandate requiring schools, forcing schools, demanding that schools that receive federal funds open all bathrooms and locker rooms according to self-proclaimed gender identity instead of biological sex. That is absolutely an unconstitutional demand on the part of the psycho in the White House. It is an overreach of executive power by the psychopath in the White House. It is insensitive to sexual assault victims by the psychopath in the White House. It is an affront to all parents in the United States of America. At least that's what I think. So I pick up the local rag, the Chronicle, the once fine newspaper. It was once a B newspaper. Now, of course, it's a laughable stock. Headline every day is anti-police, anti-family, anti-church, anti-man, anti-flag, anti-God, and anti-country. And today is no different. Top story. Bay Area, gender issues. That's all it's been. The world's burning. World's burning. ISIS cutting off heads, blowing up buildings. And they're concerned with gender issues for the 0.01%. So here we go. A transgender English teacher received support, we read, from the Sisters of Mercy, who own and operate the Catholic high school where he works in SF. So I ask myself, what is the point of sending your children to Catholic schools if it is just liberal brainwashing? I thought that religious education was supposed to be moral education. It just shows you how antiquated I really am. I thought religion and morals were interconnected, but hey, and then we came to the modern age. Now, tied into that story is the story about the world heavyweight boxing champ, the 6'9" champion. His name is Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury comes out with an interview. And he attacks a lot of people in a lot of groups. And he's giving the interview and he starts to rail against homosexuality, abortion, pedophilia. And the interview is linked up on YouTube. And it set off a shockwave. He's quite, let us say, opinionated in ways that I don't approve, incidentally, necessarily, comma, all the time period. And he says, I think it'll be pretty normal in the next 10 years. To have sexual relationships with your animals at home, you know, your pets, your cats and dogs, and all that will be legal, says the heavyweight champion of the world. He says, you are already allowed to marry your animals and stuff. It is going to happen, though, isn't it? Whatever you can think of that's bad will be made legal because that's what the devil wants. Now, the interviews were posted on YouTube. He's an amazing fighter, incidentally, to watch him. 6'9", and he's fast. So he's seen in a black tracksuit, relaxed and lounging on a settee. And he talks about the upcoming fight with Klitschko, age 40, in Manchester in July. And all of a sudden, he goes off on a tirade. And he says, why has he never been backed by 75% of the British public? He says, I just think it's because I'm a believer in the Lord. I'm quoting him saying, people hate that, so they don't want to hear it. So they all come together and talk bull S. It doesn't matter, does it? Because those that stand fair shall be rewarded. He says his views, which are religious, are seen as draconian. He says, draconian. Living in ancient times, where we don't like women to be whores. He adds, I think it'll be perfectly normal in the next 10 years to have sexual relationships with your animals at home. And know, you know, your pets and cats and dogs and all that, so that will be legal. He goes on. He says, you already, oh, I said they marry your animals. He said, in a world that's changing its morals daily and lowering, and changing its morals daily and lowering the bar of daily morals, then it is okay to do all this sorts of stuff. I can't think of anything that is that bad it wouldn't be allowed to happen. And then he adds, the world has gone mad. There is no morals. There is no loyalty. There is no nothing. Everyone just do what you can. Listen to the government. Follow everybody like sheep. And he says, I think we should make a group, a loyalist group to the normal thing in life. just to be normal. It's like you're a freak of nature if you're normal. You're the odd one out, nobody else. What is normal? I'll just get myself changed into a woman. That's normal, isn't it, today? And call myself Tysina or something like that. 6'9", put a wig on. What is the need of all this garbage? It's all in fashion. I don't think it's normal. I think they're freaks of nature. He adds, I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble for this interview, for talking sense. I'll tell you what we are on the development stage of, the end of the world. It can't keep going on like this. So bent, dirty, corrupt, and filthy. Everything you see is porn. There is a lot of bad things going on in the world, and I can only just name a handful of them. But if we only knew the truth about what was going on, we could all be set free, and we could all learn from our mistakes. Then he goes into religion. I'm going to read it for a minute for a reason. He said, it's hard to follow religion in today's world because you're a freak of nature if you follow religion. If you follow what it tells you to follow because you're the outcast, you can't do all the things you think you might want to do. In the schools now, they're asking the little kids at 5 and 6, do they want to be a boy or girl when they get older? He says, what the heck is that? I think it's terrible to open an innocent child's eyes to dirt and filth at young ages. All the sex education and all that as kids. Kids need to be kept innocent for as long as possible. Because there is that much dirt and filth in the world and rubbish. There is a long, long time to know about all this garbage in the world. Never mind teaching it to pure innocence. God's children. Terrible, very terrible. I just thought I'd read it to you. All right, here's one for all of you out there. You ready for this to show you that not everyone should be in college? They should be cleaning toilets. Are you ready for this? Everyone's a college student. Once you had open admissions, the entire academic establishment was degenerated. Are you ready for the next story? Tell me that this doesn't make sense to you, my point of view rather. Seattle University students take over dean's office and demand that the school decentralize whiteness. I'm not making this up. If I wrote this as a parody, you'd say, that's funny. So-called students say the college's current curriculum is stifling, and they have taken over the dean's office, and they refuse to leave unless the dean resigns and the school meets their lengthy list of demands for changes. Are you ready for this? At the top of the list, the so-called students want the school to adopt a new curriculum that, quote, decentralizes whiteness and has a critical focus on the evolution of systems of oppression, such as, here we go, racism, capitalism, colonialism. They want professors of color and queer professors who will place particular emphasis not on traditional educational concepts, but instead on racism, gentrification, sexism, colonialism, imperialism, global white supremacy, and other ethical questions about systems of power. Are you ready for more? Protesting student Faiza Mohammed, a real student, a real genius, said the intention is to undermine the focus on the Western canon, which is merely writings of old, racist, sexist white men. The fool says, I can count on one hand how many people of color I've read in the 4 years that I've been here, she said. The students also demanded re-education for the school's professors so they can deal with microaggressions more effectively. I have an answer to this question, but I can't give it on a national broadcast. I think you can pretty much figure out what I would do if I were the president of the college or I was the president of the United States. And I'll stop right there. At some point, the pendulum will swing back the other way. And lowlifes such as this will not only not get into the dean's office, they will never be seen on a college campus. They will go back where they began, which is at the bottom of the social ladder, because that's all they're capable of. And they're never going to rise. They can scream all they want. Nobody is going to pay any attention to them except me. And the reason I am making this story so big to you is because it's part and parcel of the same story of taking a woman who has never flown in combat and making her the head of the combat command in the Air Force, or taking a dummy like this, a racist dummy at that, a racist sicko dummy at that, and listening to this fool saying she wants to take over the college. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You know, we were talking about genetically modified salmon or farm-raised salmon and how much of our food is genetically modified, and it's reaching a point where you ask yourself, How many people amongst us have been genetically modified? Are there clones amongst us? It's a terrifying question because I fear that John Kerry could be a genetically modified human being the way he acts. Obama, in his reactions to what the American people really want, seems like an alien or a clone in his unwillingness to understand that he lives in a society that is not based upon a dictatorship. And so a couple of years ago, I did, a humorous soundbite about clones outside of Disneyland. Let's listen in on the Savage Nation.
This is Graham Hancock. I'm here outside of Disneyland. I'm at the International Clones R Us Convention. The violence is escalating as the clones are feeling more and more squeezed out of society. They want to be able to have their own day at Disneyland. They're chanting. Listen to these chants, ladies and gentlemen. It's very frightening.
Only clones! Only clones!
No normals! No normals! No normals!
Rallying the crowd is the world-famous Jesse Jacks clone.
Listen to me. Clones have rights too. You can't take rights away from clones. Wrong, immoral. You can't take rights away from clones. Clones are people too. Clones are somebody. Clones are somebody.
The clones are demanding their own special day at Disneyland. They want the normal people kept out so that they, the clones, can enjoy the day without the near and sneers of the regular human population. One can understand the feelings of the clones as they are peered upon by the normals.
Rights! Clones want rights!
Give us our rights! Give us
clone
our rights!
Diversity! Stop discriminating against clones! Clones are people too!
Ever since clones were introduced into our society, they feel that people have not accepted them because they aren't completely human.
Clone diversity.
You must understand that clones need love too.
Turn into clonism! Clonism is wrong!
From Disneyland, this is Graham Hancock signing off. Back to you, Michael Savage.
I have to say I'm a comic genius. If only people understood how far ahead of its time that particular soundbite is. I don't think in my lifetime people will ever recognize the great genius you are listening to for free every day on the Savage Nation. I don't mean every second of a three-hour show, but some of it hits notes that are worth listening to, and I hope you enjoyed that one on this Laughable Friday. Because the news is so horrible, and the individuals who are ruining this nation seem to be, like, I think, they're aliens or clones themselves because they're not Americans. There's no question about it. Well, that's about it for the day. I mean, there are other stories that only bring you down, and I don't want to bring you down. I'd rather bring you up, as I try to do every day on the Savage Nation. I think I have time for one more call, as a matter of fact. Line 7, Nick, WJJF. No, I don't have the time. Here we go. It's the countdown music. You mean I'm free for the weekend? Wow, how exciting. Let's see. I think I'll go out tonight and have some farm-raised salmon in a Japanese restaurant. That is the sliver of salmon that I even get there. I'll have some genetically modified wine that will give me an immediate migraine headache. And then I will take a pill created by the pharmaceutical industry to kill the headache. And that will be my weekend. Have a nice day.